Hello, respected viewers, well, Angela Rayner has resigned. Ding dong, the witch is dead, the wicked old witch is dead, the ginger witch is gone. Okay, she's not exactly Myra Hindley. I don't dislike her that much. But yes, there is much rejoicing. Angela Rayner, who was an absolute disgrace to her office, to her party, to her family, to herself, thankfully is gone. Just an international embarrassment is gone. She's still deputy leader of the Labour Party. So she tendered her resignation as deputy prime minister and indeed Secretary of State for Housing. The Secretary of State for Housing, who didn't understand housing policy, she's just fundamentally very dim. So that is something of an excuse that she's just too thick to know what she's doing. But yet another reason why she was completely incapable of discharging her duties, to think her finger was on the nuclear button when Starmer was on holiday. So, goodness, we'll not talk about the cabinet realignment just yet. Though I would say, I thought they'd keep David Lammy on post. He's been shifted to Home Secretary because of his good rapport with J.D. Vance, which you can't guarantee for his replacement, Yvette Cooper. Anyway, so Angela Rayner, she lied and lied and lied. She lied about paying the correct amount of stamp duty. She lied about having been advised this is the right thing to do. And what else did she lie? She lied about it was for the sake of her family and things like that. Oh, she's a mother, banging on and on and on about being a mother. What an idyllic mother she was. Mother at 16. She's got three children. She's a grandmother. Okay, but wait a second. So you're in Admiralty Arch half the week. You go to back to your constituency near Manchester some of the time. So why are you going to Hove as well? To not be with your children? Because they got to be up in your constituency, Ashton under Lyne, is that what it's called? So why are you going to the South Coast? And it's hilarious because, you know, she underpaid by 40,000 quid. She's got to pay that plus a penalty of, is it £16,000? She can't afford it, her mortgage, because she mortgaged herself to the hilt. She lied about how much her previous property is worth, saying it's 650,000 quid, which is just under the threshold for another tax. And that's the 650,000 that she valued her property at in her Manchester constituency is 100,000 quid more than the next most expensive house on the street. So that's a lie. That could well be fraud. So she so she's lied and lied about everything. And Starmer has backed her up in these lies. So though she never got advice of saying this is legal, people said, well, you know, we don't know. We're basing on the figures that you've told us. We don't give tax advice. The solicitor's trying to scapegoat completely innocent people who couldn't reveal too much because that would be breaching client confidentiality. And then trying to exploit her children as a political excuse for not paying tax properly. And the other one is she's been so moralistic on a hobby horse, or should I say an attack dog, what a mixed metaphor, savaging conservatives for tax avoidance. But she's a tax evader, a thief, as I pointed out. One rule for them and another rule for everybody else. Well, you know, she's been hoisted on her own petard, and it is delicious. So a problem for the Labour Party, a problem for Starmer on the back benches, being a focus of left-wing agitation. Having said that, that might even increase her chance of becoming leader of the Labour Party. The fact that she's out of the cabinet now can attack him from the left without breaching collective cabinet responsibility. And another thing, going down as a martyr to the right-wing gutter press, a poor working-class woman who tried to do the best for her party. Well, she's on a salary of about £165,000 previously. I think it now drops down to £93,000 as a backbench member of parliament. I don't know how she survives. And then So her take-home pay, whatever it's going to be, is going to be something like, is it £4,000 a month? And basically she's going to have nothing left after, you know, her mortgage payments, given she's got two minor children and. So she no longer gets the grace and favour flat in Admiralty Arch. She could commute in from Hove, but that's an expensive train fare. So she's really screwed. She's probably going to have to sell that £800,000 flat in Hove. Ha, ha, ha. Too big for her boots to pay off, because she can't afford the mortgage and she's got to pay the 40,000 quid extra stamp duty plus whatever the fine is, like another 16,000 quid. That's about 56,000 pounds already, and maybe even more fines for her dishonesty. It's fantastic. So I'm elated by that. Well done, the Daily Telegraph, which brought her down, these super sleuths, felled her. Goodness. So I'm very glad that we no longer have to put up with her. Okay. I think she's got a significant future in the politics, though. For a while, we won't hear quite so much from her. I think she'll return to the cabinet in a couple of years' time. We haven't seen the last of Angela Rayner. She clung on by her manicured nails to the last possible minute. Because the thing is, once you go in these jobs, it's not easy to get back. Even if she gets back, it won't be the same level. It won't be deputy prime minister. Might be some cabinet position, which is not guaranteed. Probably 3 years or so to the next general election in the United Kingdom. Have a shot at the Labour leadership. You know, will Sadiq Khan be back in Parliament by then or something like that? So even in a resignation letter, even exploiting kids even then. Oh, I'm a mother and being in the cabinet is hard, but not as hard as putting bread on the table or finding housing. Yeah, bringing them. I want to protect my children. Leave your kids out of it. Don't use them as a shield. That is sick. That is so low. I despise it when politicians do that. You know, her being a mum at 16 is not a reason to vote for her, is not a reason to vote against her. Put it this way. I've never heard of a politician say, I was not a father or not a mother at 16. You know, I became a parent at 35 or 40 or never became a parent. This is a reason to vote for me. I mean, it's ludicrous. It's neither here or there. It's not some sort of qualification. It certainly shouldn't rule her out either. But yeah, because she's got nothing other worthwhile to say, she harps on about these left-wing sob stories. Well, I've had enough of her fairy tales. She's got her own comeuppance. And she wants affordable housing. Okay, so they would need to build, I think it was 500,000 housing units a year, 500,000. And they're building 160,000. So they are missing the, 300,000. 300,000 a year. They're building 160,000. They're barely meeting half the target. And it's going down. The easy to build on brownfield sites have been taken. Then they're the greenfield sites. They're going to be more court battles. We're not producing enough cement, enough concrete. They're not enough skilled workers. So it's getting worse and worse for her. You know, her whole workers' rights bill. There have been more people going on strike, more people suing their employers. Health and safety is going to make it impossible to build anything. She screwed up everything. Goodness. There we go. Angela Rayner. I can't remember what her maiden name is. Although she's divorced from her husband, she still decided to go with her married name. And then she's in a long-term romantic relationship with Sam Tarry, the erstwhile Labour MP who was dismissed in ignominy by his constituency association. And he was one of the head honchos of Hate Not Hope. It really is sickening that Labour tries to exploit righteous rage about the transatlantic slave trade. Now, obviously, it's right to be outraged by the absolute evil of the transatlantic slave trade, but this shouldn't lead you to voting one party or another. At the same time as facilitating the slave trade today, just making it so easy for people to bring people over illegally across the Channel in very dangerous conditions, often dying on the way, to then work as slaves in the United Kingdom under gangmasters below the minimum wage and also putting British workers out of a job. So she is just vile, Angela Rayner. But sadly, methinks she's dangerous and she's, you know, got a lot of support amongst ordinary members of the Labour Party. So she was elected with a separate mandate from Starmer. He was elected as leader of the party. She's deputy leader. So you have a leader and deputy who cannot abide each other. And he can't dismiss her from that position. And there's no sense she's going to resign for it. Obviously, if Labour had a shred of decency, they would insist that she resigns from that one too. Okay, now, none of this makes it acceptable what Nadeem Zahawi did, or other Conservatives, and their lying or their lack of probity in fiscal matters. That is just as despicable. So I denounce them too. We shouldn't be partisan about this. Well, my liars are good, but yours are not. My side is allowed to tax cheat because you cheated on tax. No, it's not permissible from either side. Okay, so you've got to admit that they're shysters in every party. So, you know, but Labour are particularly self-righteous about tax and rich, and she is rich, shouldn't be ripping off the poor. And this matter of life and death and every penny you evade, that's money that could have been saving someone's life in the NHS and stuff like that, trying to morally blackmail us. That is true. Some of it could save people's lives, but a lot of it is wasted on like ballet or, you know, benefits parasites like Angela Rayner, who's lived off the public purse almost her whole life. All right. Thanks, everybody. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, George Callahan, 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.